The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Thank you for being here today, this beautiful day. I suppose every day that you can that you're alive, you would say you have to say it's a beautiful day. Regardless, thank you for joining us. This is Barrington. We're on the Barrington Awaken show. Right off the top, I want to talk because somebody had asked me earlier this week. I don't say much about the book, but I will right now. Awaken Ascension Guide by Barrington, and you could get it at Amazon.com. So thank you. I had to get that out of the way. Hey, welcome to the show. What we do here is we talk about raising you to a higher level of consciousness for you to be as alert as you possibly can be, to let you know the God that exists is you. And there isn't a governing body out there trying to save you or rescue you. I don't want to sound morbid or wrong, but you are on your own. Welcome to the show. Being raised to a higher level of consciousness will give you the ability to know your true self, to know who you are. And it is important that you know thyself. We've come here from a spiritual place, a spiritual existence, someplace where we don't have anything physical, and we've come here for a purpose. A lot of people are having a hard time accepting that. But you do have a mission. The unfortunate thing is that you've forgotten about it, like all of us, most of us. But if you were to take some time to raise yourself to a higher level of consciousness, then you are able to tap into the source that exists above and beyond you. As within you, you are that source. The God that exists is you. It's hard for a lot of people to imagine that. And I also get a lot of flack when I tell you that there is a God and the God is you, nothing else above you. So in saying all that, you are equal to all. You are made from the same fabric that everyone else is made from. Therefore, you cannot be considered lesser, nor can you be considered greater. All that you need to truly know thyself is within you. We've been told for a very long time to look externally for greatness or for what we hope or what we desire. What we do know that all resides within you. It's in you. And if you do want to step up and learn most that are as much as you can about you, the answer is within. No one wants to hear me say nobody is coming to rescue you or save you. It is what it is. A lot of people are not appreciating the fact that I say we're all the same. We've come here by the same method. We will leave here by the same method. What you're looking at is a physical body, and what's within it is a spiritual self. They call it the soul. Much like you being in your vehicle right now, driving it, you are not the car. You're the operator of the car, pretty much as we are the operators of our bodies, our physical bodies. It never dies. This is a journey that you've taken here. The life that's within you continues like energy. It could never die. You can change it, but it continues and it lives forever. Do we have a place to go to after this? Some has made it or called it the heavens or the other place, the HE double hockey stick that I like to talk about, or just hell. That works as well. But we don't leave. You change your form. Like if you can imagine the water changing, we do the same when it goes from a vapor to goes from a liquid to a gas. We change. We don't die. So the idea of going on to somewhere else for a greater life, well, if you're imagining that all that exists here is not the greatest, then you are going to a better life. You just don't know. You just don't have the physical abilities because it does not exist there. Wake up. Wake up and understand that you have within you the power to get the greatest self, which you owe it to yourself. It's your birthright. You came here to fulfill a purpose. Wake up to that reality and get the best from it for you. We're all a part of the great wave. We're all one. We've come from the same place by the same method. I just said that. And we all have the same abilities. Some a little bit more, you know, if you desire it. I don't know that I will be ever, I know for sure it won't be this life, play basketball like a Michael Jordan or the guitar like Jimi Hendrix, but that's not my desire. So I don't have that interest to go towards it. I'm doing something completely different. Doesn't make us different. It just means our interest, our desires are different. Like the clothes that you wear is different than the buddies, your friend's clothes, but you're still the same human bodies, flesh, bones, and all the stuff that makes it up. The universe, and I've said this many times, is within you. The universe is in you. So at some point along the journey to where we stand today, we were fastened and put together and created by all the elements that exist in this planet, on this planet, in the universe, all of it. Wake up. You want to tap into a source that's within you that's going to give you your best self. I have said many times, you are able to cure your own body, but you just need to know how. You are able to do all that you see others are doing if you still have the physical, but you just need to know how. We've heard many stories told all our lives as to how we've gotten to where we are. Well, you can believe it if you want, or you can source it for yourself. Through this channel, it's called meditation, where you connect yourself with all that there is. One of the examples I use is when you're meditating, it's as if you open that jar and release what's within you to reconnect with what's out there. You are one. You're all a part of it. You're just reconnecting to it. Tap into that source and find your best self. There's no dying. When you leave the body, and I say this all the time, you are a spiritual being. You go back to the spiritual world. The body stays here or goes back to the ground, as you may have heard, from dust to dust or something like that. You return. The life continues. Wake up. You owe it to yourself to get the best out of you. All the things that you desire in life, the abilities, or the need to accomplish that, you have it. You just have to know that. Wake up. Just wake up a little bit. Open your mind. Understand. Don't go for the journey of believing. Take some time and learn how to take the journey of knowing. You could believe all you want to believe. And a lot of us take the information from somebody and just take it as gospel, and it is life. We call that life. And it is the truth. And now we see it on the internet, or it's on the television, or it's written down in a newspaper or a book. Obviously, it's the truth. Yeah, right. You know that now. What you can do is listen to the spiritual side of you. And how many times have you said, oh, I had that feeling. I had that gut feeling. I knew it. Well, you did, but you decide not to trust it. And that's understandable, because there's somebody here, somebody else on the outside tugging at you, giving you doubt. If you get the gut feeling, it's accurate, because that's your higher self speaking to your lower level conscious person. And they're giving you this message and, you know, stay away from this, avoid that. This is good for you. You know, all that message we get through what we call the gut feelings. It's your higher self communicating with you. And at some point, we broke the bond and distrust it. So a lot of us walk around saying things like, I knew it. If I wish I could have, I should have, all that stuff. But the information was given to you. That level of consciousness, that higher level of consciousness, didn't go to, let me say, the bullshit school. It's the truth. It's what you are, the absolute pure truth. So because that side of you, your higher level of consciousness, or your observer, if you want to call it that, cannot tell you a lie, then what you get, that gut feeling, it is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and cannot be swayed otherwise. So you might want to start to listen to it. They don't know how. Like I said, they didn't go to the BS school. We're told things our entire life. Today, I want to talk to you a little about the topic of our show, is God real? Well, before we get into that, we are told so many different things from day one by society, parents, whoever you come in contact with, school, don't get me going on that one, but try to stay focused. We're told so many different things. And at certain point, and I'm understanding that after around 39 years of life, you don't want to learn anything new. We tend to just do things by memory. Oh, I got to get up. I've got to get dressed. I got to eat. I got to do this, all these things. The body seems to just remember the routine that you carry through life. And, you know, to be able to say, how did I deal with that situation? Well, there you go. And it's memory. And we're not trying to learn anything new. However, if you're a child, a very young person, and you put into this situation and you're being told the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth to your little young naive mind, you get to a certain age and you believe it is the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. You know, like we all do as adults, we know there's this guy that flies around the world and gives out presents on the 25th of December, right? Because that was at some point the truth in our minds. Or bunnies that lays chocolate eggs, or all the other things, or, you know, somebody dying on the cross for you, or all those things, we believe them and we take them as gospel. Then we get older and we start to research and putting two and two together and starting to think a little bit. It goes, wait a second, how does this one guy fly around the world that fast and whatever? And you question it and you challenge it and you open your mind to accept the fact that, yeah, well, it's not possible. Try that with the religious beliefs that you have. A lot of people are asking me if I believe. I said, I try not to. I try to work on knowing, because what we were told, and we all know the histories that we're reading about every day, is not always the truth. So it brings you to that question that I know you have. Did man create God, or did God create man? Because if man created God, we could see, and we do see and understand why it is to their advantage to do such a thing. If man was created by a God separate from us, I don't know that we would have a war. We would get along, we'd be tolerant, we'll learn to respect each other. We'll understand one another. If there was an external source that's there, it would take a good look at the problems we're having today and fix them. You can tell me for certain that your religious background belief tells you you're being protected, being watched over, you're being reviewed by a God. But if you were in a sinking ship, well, that God didn't save you. If you were on an airplane, and I'm not wishing anything bad on anybody, that God didn't save you. If there was a tsunami in your neighborhood, that God didn't save you. If there's a flood, any of the above, the one that is said to be protecting and securing your existence has failed in protecting those innocent ones who die casualties of something. Wake up. If that protecting one was there to protect you, these things would save you. Now we're told about the free will and, you know, this. Well, you can't have free will if there's a plan made for you according to your own beliefs. You're not free. You can't be free because there's a plan for you that was given to you by the God that we're talking about. The God that exists is you. The decisions that you will make that will make your life more prosperous is within you. To look out there to get an answer to benefit you is not possible. The desire comes from within you. The need and the want comes from within you. Wake up. Wake up. So when I'm asked this question, and I did ask you the same question, did man create God? Because there's a lot of evidence to support that. Did God create man? I'm yet to see the evidence to support that. Everybody has a book. Everybody has a story, a movie, a scar, a dream. Everybody gets those. Why would you think yours is more real or believable than mine? Everyone says to me, because I speak about spirituality a lot, and one of the things I've heard many, a lot, quite often, is, well, prove it. Okay, fair, I could do that. Take some time and settle for yourself. Take some time and practice and learn how to meditate. Take some time and try to connect yourself with nature, to sit still. Slow down the thoughts that's going through your mind. Try not to have one. It's very hard. I think it's very hard. But the minimal amount that you may carry around allow you to reconnect yourself into the nature's laws of life as we should. It's meditating. And once you allow yourself to connect, more connected, you're never disconnected, but get more connected to the spiritual world. You're meditating. The more you do it, the more the wisdom and the everything that exists on this planet for us, in the universe for us, reveals itself to you. Things that I've said earlier, like repairing your body if you're ill, getting rid of your depression, I guess that's an illness, and you know, all these things. But you have to be willing to walk through the gate to get to that point, to experience what you what you're born with. Get that big, you know, pillow or whatever it is out of the closet and study who you truly are. So if you do that, you will see the effects of the spirituality. You'll see the effects of being one with nature. You'll see yourself as connected to all that there is, the great wave of life. You'll understand that you're not just a grain of sand on a beach, but you're actually the universe, that big. But because we don't feel all that comfortable within ourselves, we tend to back up into a little shallow space and have other people keep us in the dark and feed us BS and tell us it's truth or something else. So wake up. Wake up and understand the power and learn who you truly are. All the things that you desire in life is right there in your hands. I grew up hearing people say that all the time, and many years, you know, of what are they talking about? There's nothing there. And then you get older and you expand your knowledge a little bit more and you understand you are the boss, you are in control, you're on top, you're the big dog. When you learn that about yourself, then everything becomes easy. The things that you desire in life, if you truly desire it, will come. As you make a plan to go towards what you hope to accomplish, it's coming towards you. Like, take that beam of light and shine it in the mirror, and right away, it's on its way back to you. You've made a step towards accomplishing something. And the doers are there, the helpers, the assistants, whoever you want to call them. They're there waiting for you to come and meet them. You will be able to read writings that you've made before you became the physical. Yes, there's the library that you record all your actions in, but you have to take that step and get into the journey and practice how to do it. You're not getting off the couch today and go play a basketball football game with Brady and beat him. Well, you know what I mean. But you have to practice. You got to take that turn. You got to take that step. You got to do it. It'll change your life. The things that you're desiring now, you'll see how redundant most of them are. The things that you're afraid of now, you'll realize, oh my goodness, I'm wasting my time being afraid, because most things we worry about never happens to us, ever. And the little things, the things that we thought were so huge that it's going to consume us, we then learn to look at it as a small little thing, and it's not even important. We say, be careful of what you're hoping for, because it's coming. If you're constantly thinking there's something wrong with you, you're ordering that to come. If you're constantly thinking that you need money to take care of this problem, it will come. But you have to know how to do it. You have to know how to open the mind to receive all the gifts that is rightfully yours that's on this planet. You just have to learn how to do it. Let's say, for example, you're a drummer. Yeah, well, you are today because you've been practicing for a very long time, like my friend Richie. You know, you're doing great performances now. Things are fantastic now, but you had to have gone through that learning stage, and there's a lot to it. Learn how to survive. Learn how to play the drums. Follow the beat. Listen to this. All the things that's involved. It's because we've taken a journey through life that gets us there. And every step of the way, every beat of that drum, no pun intended, it has rhythm for you, and there's a purpose for it, and it's real. It's you're on a journey to somewhere. Wake up. So when people are asking me to prove what I am talking about and how to connect to the spiritual world that exists out there, I say, go ahead and meditate. The proof is in your hands. Bring your proof to me and convince me I'm on your team. Hasn't happened, I've not heard about it, but you want to know if what I'm saying to you is just poppycock, made up talk, or is there something real behind it? Are you able to present to me something tangible from what you believe? The answer is most often no when you rely on what somebody else has told you. But we're not doing that show today. Today we're talking about you waking up and you wanting to know if what we believe is truth or not. Don't spend your time trying to believe. Spend your time learning how to know. To know thyself is the blessing. It's your gift. Wake up, everyone. Thank you for coming to the show. I had to get into that. It was on the top of my tongue. I just had to throw it out there right at you because we're doing a fantastic show today. And as well, the same show will be repeated Thursday night at 10. And you can catch it there again. A lot of people are calling and saying they're appreciating the show. They're loving the show. A lot of great questions for Barrington. I do my best to answer them, and I try hard to get back to you as soon as I can. There's so many that it does take a while. I never delete any of them unless I've answered or replied to them. So if you haven't gotten the answer to that question yet, it's coming. Hold on. Thank you for being here. We talked about the show. To the longtime listeners and new listeners and people from all around the world listening to this show, thank you. To everybody, welcome home. Of course, you're talking to Barrington. Of course, we're talking about spirituality. And of course, we're talking about boosting yourself and moving up to the higher level of consciousness for you to have the best self. One of the things I don't understand about a lot of people is that we're afraid. We're so afraid. I got a question a couple weeks ago asking me if I was afraid to die. And a friend of mine that listens to the show quite often called me up and said, I like the answer. And we talked a little bit more about it. Well, you don't die. Yes, let me say right off the bat, we're sort of concerned of the method. But if, you know, you don't want to sit there and dwindle down and go through that, that to me is concerning, yes. But because none of it's happening yet, I'm not afraid. So the quick question to answer this is no. You don't never be afraid of dying. You're not dying. You're transforming. You know, if you're on a vacation for a very long time and you're coming back to work, yeah, going back to work suck. But hey, you know what? If you think about it, the ability to go back to work was the reason you're out having a good time on your vacation. So they go hand in hand. They work together as a team. Not everybody could be the mouth. Some has to be the other end. But you see, it still works together as a team. I don't know if the other end is unappreciating being that part of the body, but it's very important if you know what I'm trying to talk about here. I'm simply saying, take the good, you take the bad, you take them all, and there you have your life. I took that from a 70s show. So there you have your life. There are days when it's going to be up and some days where it's not going to be so up. Like the roles out there. You know, days you see it and it's just hanging casually, and then there's other days it's just beaming bright. Because the God has spoken to it, the sun has, you know, hit it. Well, the same thing happens to us. But you could go out if you want to and curse the rainy days. But without that rainy day, that flower couldn't have blossomed to give you that beautiful rose or whatever it's done. And I understand at some point you may not appreciate the rain, but oh, it is so necessary. It's all a part of the thing. So when you're going through bad time, and I go a little off from my analogies, but when you're going through bad times, think of, you know, you're having a bad day. Why? These things are happening. Oh, what caused it? Your car broke down. Just as an example. Or you got a roof that's leaky, just as an example. But, you know, you had to have had some money to buy the house that has the leaky roof, or the money for the car to repair it while it's broken down. What am I trying to say? It's never going to be the smooth sail that you go across. There's going to be ripples, but it is still the ocean, and you still have to journey through it. So don't swing on the negativities of it. Try to move through it as fast as you possibly can. Sometimes it just happens that way. How do you know the reason it rained for you was just to keep you sit down for a little bit and relax? Take it easy. Breathe. You know, everything that happened is going to happen for a very specific reason. So we have to take the good and take the bad. Your spiritual existence is as important as a physical existence. They both need each other for the spiritual thought to be able to manifest itself into grabbing, moving, feeling, all these things. Take the good. We were talking about, are we afraid to die? And the answer is, quick answer is, absolutely not. I just went on a run there to talk about, you know, the good and the bad does exist. So you can't be afraid to die. You have to understand the pulse you carry in life. You have to understand you are step number this, and then somebody else is that number for it to continue. You will come back if you choose to, because you're here. And the reason you're here is because you chose to be here. You will come back, but being afraid to die is wasting time. For one, it's inevitable. You will get too old to carry on this body, or it gets diseased, or you have an accident, and you will have to lay it down, return to where you've come from, and do it again, if you choose to do it again. You see, the water that's in the ocean, at some point, it will turn into a gas, vaporize, go up into the sky, and then turn back into water and hit the ground and roll back into the ocean. And it just keeps going. All the rivers runs into the ocean. Every single one of them. You've never seen a river run in a pond and stay there. It has to come out and keep going. So all the rivers runs to the ocean. It circles itself as we do. We circle in a life, like the conveyor belt. And when you're in the physical sense, then eventually you will move into the spiritual sense, and then so on and so forth. I don't know if we have three stages like water, but we definitely have two. And we are 75% water anyway, but appreciate the fact that you are moving in a circle. Am I afraid to die? No. And you shouldn't be either. You don't die. You change. I was told, I was watching a guy that I follow a lot on YouTube, that says on his way back here, he was saying, please let me remember, please let me remember, please let me remember, you know, try to remember the life. I remember why he has come here. But we're given so much information as to how life is. And nobody could tell you your life. Nobody could tell you how to live. Nobody knows your purpose, and you do have one. You have a purpose. You do have a purpose. You need to know what that is. And it's probably not to run the country or to whatever. It could be just to be a grandma, which means you're not going to hit that until you're a certain age. It could be just to be a good friend to somebody, guide them through. You're good to be a good musician, to be a good singer, a good dancer, a good writer. Have the cure for the physical diseases that's killing everybody. You know what I mean? All the, not just the physical, but all of them that's killing everybody. But you do have a purpose, and you need to know that. You need to know that. Okay, we're going to take some questions now.
All right, folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, and you can write to us right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Also, you can write to us anytime during the week, and that particular email address is awaken1308@gmail.com. awaken1308@gmail.com. Let's start off. John wrote in and he says, thanks for the information about your book at the beginning of the show. I was actually going to write in today and ask you about it. Thank you very much. That's from John. Carol, I know this question's been asked before. Carol says, if we are our gods and being God, and we talk to ourselves, meditate, or whatever, how can I get the lottery numbers? All right, Carol. Barrington will have an answer for you. Tim wants to know, how do we trust people? He says, I have a problem with trusting a lot of people, including family members and friends. How do we know? Are there signs of people we should trust and not trust? That's from Tim. Rod wants to know, I see a lot online now about self-doubt. What actually is self-doubt, and do you know anything about it? That's from Rod. Mike says, when we meditate, are we supposed to just be quiet and concentrate on our breath, or do we pray to our higher power when we meditate? That's from Mike. Let's see. Jesse says, please do tell Barrington, you said you didn't want to talk about school. That's another story. How about you touch base on that one? We can't wait. That's from Jesse. And last one here, Chris says, tongue in cheek, he says, you don't believe in Santa Claus or the Easter Bunny? How do we get chocolate eggs? By the way, we are listening to you from London, England. That's from Chris. Back to you.
Okay, of course. Thank you very much for that, Chris. I'm having a good time over here in London, England. Apparently, you guys love chocolate over there. Maybe that's where the Easter chocolate bunnies come from. Nodge, nodge, wink, wink. You know, we believe in everything that people are teaching us. We tend to want to believe them. And yeah, we don't have chocolate rabbits or Easter bunny and all those things. The whole Easter in itself is something we would have to look into, because that thing, in my opinion, is also made up. And we're celebrating holidays across the board. You know, thank you for listening to the show, and I appreciate the fact that you're way, way, way across the pond. I think it's like 5 or 6 hours away. But either way, thank you for being there. I hope you're enjoying the Barrington Show. I hope I answered your question. Jesse, the whole school thing, it's deep. It's very deep. When you think about the educational system, of course, you learn how to read, to write, to be a functional part of society. But look at life in itself. We've been here forever, you know, billions and billions of years, but what we're learning now is current. We've evolved to it, and we communicate very very well by it. But I don't want to go into school. It's a show on its own. We'll hit it one day, I promise. But we also have to appreciate the fact that the school is sort of prepping us for greater thing. Of course, we could get the geniuses that could create a cure or go to another planet, all the great things we get from it. But in a very large scale, it talks about preparing you for a job. Just saying that. Hey, Mike, when you're meditating, it's you don't necessarily have to pray. You don't have to do nothing. You're trying to not have a thought that goes through your head. Meditation happens on its own. So you sit there and you try to eliminate, you know, you got 15 things going on in the brain at one time. I got to get milk to go home. I have to pay attention to my driving, all these things. So you try to allow the brain to take a rest, just to pause, not to have all these things. And the longer you could do it, the more connected you are to the spiritual existence, to the spiritual world. So you could call it a cleanse if you want to, like having a physical spiritual shower, because you're allowing all these thoughts to just slow down, take it easy, chill for a minute, so you could become the best you. And the information of life, the information of the universe, the information that you will need for anything you will need it for is there. And if you're not keeping your brain too busy thinking about Easter bunnies and chocolate cakes and chocolate rabbits or those things, then you'll have the ability to get the truth and the wisdom that exists here for you. Every other creature has it, except for us. You ever see a deer stand in front of a lion and smile at him? No, he takes off. Instinctively, he knows I could be that lion's dinner or lunch. So it's there, it's for your advantage, and if you learn how to meditate, you will get the best from it. Self-doubt, and you're reading about that now, self-doubt is kind of interesting. If you just don't think you can, you won't. You may have read that story about that little train that thought it could, and I don't know the story, but a train got over a hill because it believed it could. When we talk about self-doubt, we just don't give ourselves enough credit to be able to accomplish that. And the worst thing we could possibly do is back off and give up. Yes, you don't want to fail 100 times, but you have to take a look at it, like I was saying earlier, about you've gotten 100 steps closer. So continue, hold on, because the minute you give up on it, you allow yourself to start pedaling backwards. Oh, I tried it, I failed, I tried it, I failed. And then now you're going backwards, and there's your self-doubt, because you don't think you can. I know you can. Turn that self-doubt into positive reinforcement. Don't think negative about anything. We're taking life way too seriously. Like we're doing this, we're killing us by thinking it's all that important. When you leave here and you go back to your natural existence, a spiritual world, you'll have your buddies, your friends, your family, your ancestors are all there. And then you'll turn around and realize why you made all the decisions you made when you were here. Why you zigged where you thought you should have zagged. Oh, that makes sense. I zigged because I got out of the way of a speeding train, you know. But you'll understand it best when you get back into your spiritual existence. For now, just do your best to do you. Don't think you have to be keeping up with the Joneses. Don't think you're missing out. And we watch this thing called the tell lie vision all the time, and it makes us feel as if we're not good enough. I look at that person who's my age, he's accomplished or she's accomplished that much. What is wrong with me? Well, that's not your life. Yours is in front of the TV saying, oh my God, what am I doing? That's another person's life. They throw it in front of you, you see it, and you start thinking, oh, I should be there. The tell-lie vision is a weapon. Wake up. Self-doubt is just not having the confidence within yourself to think that you can. So you beat yourself up. I like to say to somebody, it's like stabbing yourself with a pin every day. You know, a lot of people with a lot of pins, but every day, imagine you wake up and you poke yourself with a pin. Eventually you would, yeah, I don't know if you'll die from it, but you know, eventually you'd be very bruised anyway. And you know, we have self-doubt. Do remember this all the time. That ant can kill the tiger. Hard to imagine, right? That ant can kill the tiger. Maybe not the first one, but eventually. That ant can kill the tiger because all things are possible. And I don't know, maybe some infection or something. I was having a conversation not too long ago about the ability to trust people. And before, I'm going to say it right now, right off the jump, don't. And then I'm going to explain that to you. My reason for saying don't trust anyone. We're not in control of everything about us. If you were to loan me some money, you think I'm a good person, I'm going to pay it back to you, but I can have an incident in my life, like dying and hurting or losing my job, so I'm not able to pay you that money back. Or I have a, you know, when I borrowed it from you, there's a lot of reasons as to why it didn't come back to you. But my intention wasn't to take it and run away with it. My intention was to use it for whatever I was borrowing it for and then return it to you. But shit happens. Boy, I got a lot of cussing going on in this show. But things happen. So if you want to trust somebody, you have to be able to weigh out all the possibilities that can happen as to why this person may betray your trust. A lot of us just jump out of the box and go, I can't believe my buddy did that to me. Oh my Lord, why would he do that? And we don't even know. It just looks bad from the fact that the money didn't come back, or I don't know, he ate your chicken. I don't know what the case may be. So we should, and I'm just babbling about this, but we should try our best to trust people. But in the back of your mind, you have to know there are some circumstances in which no one controls. Therefore, you may get an answer from that person that seems as if he or she was not trustworthy to begin with. You can never, ever corner everything that could possibly go wrong when you trust a person. You're in a marriage with somebody, you're getting along well, you're hoping that person have your back and will do the best for both of you in that group. But things will happen, could happen. And it's not that the person is bad, its circumstances may have changed for that particular partner. I argue with people all the time and I tell them that you cannot have full trust in everyone simply because you cannot control every element, everything about their life. When you talk about something like a relationship, you hope with all your might that the person that you're with is on the same page as you for raising the kids, where to live, what job to eat, what's for dinner on Sunday. You know, you may get along, but because so many different things can go wrong, it's hard to have full trust in there, because that's the moment that somebody may sway you into doing things that you don't want to do. Wake up. Wake up and understand. I say, I want to trust everybody. And to be very honest with you, over my lifestyle, I've trusted too many people. And I see that the takers will always be the takers. That's what they do. They're called takers. You know, that's what they do. So you having a hard time trusting people, it's not that the person who has betrayed the trust that you may have given them is intentionally trying to put you in a bad spot or make you look whatever. It's just that when I say things go wrong, I don't necessarily mean in the physical sense. I've loaned money and it didn't come back. And you get to the point where you're just like, the heck with it, because it's just money. Because you don't lend again, so you've learned the lesson. Especially that particular group or people or whatever it is. But the trusting of somebody is kind of hard to do. But try your best to pick people who are a lot like you. You're more likely to have trustworthy people that are like you because you have so much in common. But always be on the mind, be mindful that things sometimes are just not within your control, and the people that you have trusted may have turned on you, and you went out swinging a punch and asking for bad things because you didn't just ask why. And most often they'll say, I don't know. I could tell you predicaments that I've been in, and when I encounter the people and say to them, what happened? They don't know. And I could say you're a bad person, but sometimes maybe they just don't know. It was a change of mood, a change of heart, a change of something. They themselves can't answer the question. And if they were able to answer the question, what good would the answer do to you if the deed's already done? Just saying. Carol, and the reason I was laughing when I got this question from Carol is there's no slot machines. And I'm going to say this, there's no lottery ticket, no bingo bag, no anything over there, nothing physical. So to ask them to give you the lottery numbers, I don't know that they can do that. But if it didn't happen, they're not in the future. They're right now. So in order for them to give you the lottery number, I think they'd have to give you the now. You can ask God. I know that's not going to happen because we did talk today about, where he lies on this whole thing. But no, I know it's a joke and we're having a good laugh with it. No, you can never get the lottery. But while we're talking about this joke, lottery numbers, while we're talking about this, how do you know you should have it? If you don't have it, maybe you shouldn't have it, the lottery numbers. And will it really benefit you? I'm tired of reading or seeing people who's won the big numbers and a few decades, a few years later, they're in a worse spot. Some died because they went to the extra and so on and so forth. The good thing about this is we've all had a turn at bat. And when I say that we've all had a turn at bat, we've come here a few times, many times, to do different things. So maybe you did win it already. Or maybe you're at the stage where you're practicing how to win it. maybe another life you'll just be born with it. You know what I mean? We all have the same, we get a turn at bat, meaning I do honestly believe the masters were once slaves and the slaves were a master. One of the things we talk about a lot is people ask me, how do I see? And I don't want to talk about the Holocaust and all that stuff because it's very sensitive, but you have to put yourself in a mindset to say, we knew what our lives were going to be before we got here. And that's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So we forgot. We completely forgot what we're supposed to do. You know, am I supposed to be Muslim or be Catholic or Jewish? Or, you know, these things were introduced to us when we came through the gate. By a parent, a guard, a society. Somebody introduced all those things to us. We didn't come with it. We didn't leave home saying, okay, I'm Muslim now, or I'm Christian now. I left saying, I'm Barrington. Let's go do what I'm supposed to go do. And then I get here and somebody goes, oh, by the way, while you're here, take a look at this. And they suggest it to you. And that's parenting, or, you know, it's like when we went to school, we went to register to go to school. The minute you go through the admin section, get your course guide. This is post-secondary school. Get your post guides and everything. You turn around, there's a guy right there saying, hey, you want a credit card? You got to have a credit card. You need books. You need this. You're grown now. You're in college. You're in university. Of course you need a credit card. And then we've learned the hard way how bad that was for us. Well, think of you coming through the gates here and somebody goes, bang. You want a religion? No, no, they don't say that. This is have this religion. Hey, John, thank you very much. I appreciate that. The book, it's out there. I talked about the information, and thank you for taking the time to send in to us. Do we have anything else there, Gary?
I am looking, and Stan wants to know, when you say we meet people after we leave this earth, they're all there. What about our ex-spouses? That's from Stan. Yeah, I can buy that one, Stan. David wants to know really quick, do you have any tips so I can get my kids to listen to me? That's from David. And Don said, I never heard that saying before, the tell lie vision. I love that. I will be using that today. That's from Don. And back to you.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to wrap these three up, and then we're going to go into a little bit of our show that we were supposed to be doing. Thank you very much for that information, Don. David, you can't... Well, you're forcing them to listen to you. You're forcing them to walk the line that you've laid out in your house or wherever you have them laid on. You're forcing them to do this. Your children are not you. Your children come here to learn... for you to raise them up. You're just the bow and they are the arrow. And what you do is you line them up, you set them up, you feed them for many years and you put them in a good position and bang, you let them go where they lie. That's where they wanted to be, but they wanted you as a parent to aid them with that. We don't own them. There's no way to make them listen. I got three kids. I don't even think their ears work until they want to borrow some stuff. But the point being is that they're being themselves. What I do is I step back and I just watch them. They don't burn the house down, and that's pretty good. They don't clean it up or turn off the lights. They you know, that's like a pebble in my shoe. It won't kill me, but it'll annoy me forever. So they won't listen to you. They will not listen to you. And you could force them to, but when they got to the point where they get to the point where they just can't take that no more, then they pack up and they move out. So, or somebody cracks anyways. So I don't know how to answer that question any better than that. The tell lie vision, sorry, I missed that on the way in. The tell lie vision story, I learned many, many years ago. It does make you feel bad about yourself. Yeah, it talks about the fashion market, what you should be wearing, who to talk to, who to hang out, who's in, who's not in. You know, they show you the new dance. So there's a lot of information on it. But from a long time of sitting there watching it, first of all, I think the minute you sit there to watch it, you've turned your brain off and you're not thinking anymore. That television tell lie vision is doing your thinking. When to eat, what to drink, you know, what to sit on. And man, they gave you a nice, beautiful couch and a remote and 1,000 channels. I remember when I was a kid, we had 4. But, you know, that was a while ago. And it went off at 11 o'clock every night. But anyway, And they make you sit there and relax and feel comfortable, and you don't want to think or do anything else. You just wait in that veggie state to go to bed, and then you wake up tomorrow and repeat the day. The television, in my opinion, I said it's a human being's kryptonite. And once you and most people, I don't spend a lot of time on it. And of course, now the kids are not watching so much of it. They're going to the internet. They're going online with their phones and everything. And we're sitting there going, look at these kids. They're going to walk into a brick wall or fall off a cliff doing what we would have done if we were them. So we sit down and watch our TV and our couch, and it tells us what to think. So the television was the name I came up with, because it's just telling a whole bunch of lies of how we should be. You can't fit every box, every square into the round holes all the time. Yes, Stan, your spouse, let's now, I was laughing, but as I realized, maybe you're longing to meet with your spouse. And when you return to your self, to your spiritual world, you will re-encounter everyone you've ever met. You will see people now that is in your life and could be your enemy. Could be a whole bunch of things for you. When I have meditated in the past and did past life regression, I learned that the woman that I was married to in this life was former mother of mine in the other life, in another life, not the other life, another life before this one. My assistant that's been with me for 24 years, we've been brother and sister for many years and many lives. And I remember at one point, we were both in a lineup, and we passed away because we were so hungry. So you are going back to meet up with these people that you've been traveling with. And I like to say that if you take a group of, to say, tennis balls, and you go to the head of the river and you dump them into the river, the flowing water, and you hurry back down to the foot of the river, they will all show up together. They're on the same wave, they're on the same current, they're moving the same. And that's what happens to a lot of the people that you encounter in your life. You've had them there before. So if you're hating somebody now or loving them, they could have been a relative, they could have been a friend, they could have been the neighbor, and all these people that you've passed through your life. We travel together is what I'm trying to say. So you will encounter them when you go back to the other side. And this, you know, and you're not going to have an emotion. You guys are both doing the same journey. People are doing the same journey. When you get there, you're not going to be, oh, that SOB, I'm going to knock out he doesn't have teeth, but whatever. If he had one, no, that doesn't happen there. All that anger, frustration, and hate, and discriminating, and prejudice, and whatever that we all have on this planet now, we learned it when we got here. The beautiful thing about all of that is once we leave, it stays, and we go back without any of those judgments. Okay, thank you very much. I wanted to talk so much about, is the God alive? Is the God real? And then we get going into this and we don't touch on it. We went on education for a little bit. And I'm just saying, please, if you're there and you're listening, do not be afraid to die. I'm not saying hurry it up, speed it up, get there. You're here for a reason. You will remember where to jump off this train. You will remember when to return, when to go back. You will remember that. It will come to your path. In the meantime, I want you to learn to live life and appreciate all of it right now and not be worried or mindful about losing out, missing out. You are doing the life you're living right now is the life you've always wanted to live. Yes, you're going to throw your hands up in a second and go, really? Why did I volunteer for this? Well, I said it earlier in the show, when you get back, it'll all make sense. But if you truly want to have a good understanding of it right now, in this life, in this tour of duty, practice your meditation. Practice loving yourself. Practice not having self-doubt. Have confidence. Stick your chest out there. Know that you are the boss. Don't be arrogant about it, or don't try to, you know, be the boss above other people. You just have to know that you've come to yourself. And all the people that I've met who's connected with self and has raised themselves to a higher level of consciousness, not one of them will take advantage of the next, because they understand it. They figured it out. if somebody is asking you to give to them all the time. They're on the take, and that's what they do. You just have to learn how not to allow them to take anything that's going to cause you pain or whatever. Wake up and live. Understand that you are the greatest power that there is. You're amazing. You need to know that. You need to love yourself, and everything that you will accomplish in this life, in this journey, comes from within you. The desire to connect with it is within you. When you did show up here, you showed up with everything that is required for you to be the awesome boss that you are. Wake up. Wake up and don't settle for 50% or 20% of what you could possibly be. Go to the best. You deserve it. It is your birthright. You need to understand that being spiritually connected is the best way out. And anyone who wants to talk to you about spirituality, you want to introduce it to them, you want them to live their best life, their best self, you just tell them to take some time to learn who they are. Until we meet again, I want you to have a fantastic week. Namaste.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.